USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has issued a federal arrest warrant for Gabby Petito's boyfriend for his use of unauthorized devices following her death. The complaint claims Brian Laundrie used a debit card and PIN number owned by Gabby Petito between 30 August and 1 September. Ms. Petito's body was found on Sunday inside the park a couple had visited. Homicide was ruled as the cause of death. Mr. Laundrie is currently missing. His family says Brian was last seen on 14 September. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley announced on Friday that he will run for re-election. Grassley, who is 88, was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 1980. NASA's InSight lander on the Red Planet has detected three big Mars quakes, including one that lasted nearly 90 minutes. InSight had recorded a magnitude 4.2 Mars quake, the kind NASA scientists had been waiting to observe since InSight touched down in November of 2018. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration is ignoring the crisis at the border, including the squalor conditions at the Del Rio Bridge. That complaint from Republican Congressman Ralph Norman on Newsmax Thursday.
Look at what they've done in the past. I mean, you know, Vice President Harris is supposed to be in charge of the, you know, the whole deal with immigration. Look where she went. One time on, I think it was June 24th, El Paso. The holding facility wasn't even near where she went. And look at the crisis that the thousands that are under the bridge now. Why not go where the really action is? And she's not doing it. They're tone deaf, and I think they are hoping this will go away. In the past, the media, the mainstream media, has shied away from it. And Rob, like you mentioned earlier, where's Dr. Fauci on this? Why isn't he going on every news show and explaining the actions and, you know, answering questions? We know the president cannot answer questions.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Taking a drive down Anytown, USA, and you'll realize without an organization to America's traffic, complete mayhem would ensue. So why would space be any different? Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The chair of NASA's independent safety panel blasted Congress for not designating a federal agency to spearhead space traffic management. Chairwoman Patricia Sanders, a former Department of Defense senior executive and NASA's Safety and Advisory Panel, has called on Congress to increase oversight of growing space traffic for years, but to no avail. Congressman Don Beyer from Virginia, chairman of the House Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee, said that he and others in Congress are working on the issue. Beyer told United Press International, "They're right. This has to be done quickly because we're going to see a lot more traffic soon. We are scheduled to take this up in October, and the hope is that we will have a bill by the end of the year."
Two grieving sisters from North Carolina opened their mother's casket earlier this month and found something they didn't recognize. It was somebody else dressed in their mother's clothing. Mary Archer's viewing was at Hunter's funeral home in Ahoskie on September 7th. The sisters claimed the person in the casket was much smaller than their mother. When Jeanette and sister Jennifer Taylor told workers at the funeral home, they tried to assure them that the person in the casket was their mother. That was until they found their mother's body in the embalming room. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.